So just one ha'ara. At the end of the Purim story, which is where we're holding, so the pasuk says that everybody was told that they'd be able to kill the Jews, and then it was v'nahapechu la'yehudim. If you look in the psukim, the psukim use words to describe the way that the Ummah Yisraelam perceived the Jews that I don't think you find anywhere else in Jewish history. The pasuk says, "Uvechol medino medino, uvechol ir ve'ir, makoim ashnitvar ha'melech v'dasei magia, simcha v'sasen la'yehudim, mishte v'yantem." Here's the punchline. The rabbi me'ama oretz misyahadim. And there were people from all over the world that were misyahadim. They were miskayrim, Rashi says. Because they were poshut afraid of the Jews. The reaction of the Ummah Yisraelam to the Purim story is that everybody was afraid of the Yehudim. Several psukim later, v'chosari ha-medinois, v'achashtarpenim v'ha-pachos, v'oisei ha-melach ha-shel ha-melech, menasen es ha-Yehudim, ki nofal pachad Mordechai Alem. They were afraid of Mordechai. Now, you can understand on a very partial level why they would have been afraid. At the end of the day, they were given this edict by the king that there's one day where they can go ahead and they could do whatever they wanted them. But there seems to be some emphasis over here on the fact that there was a pachad. There was this deep-seated fear that the Amei Ha'aretz all over the world suddenly have for the Yidden. And the truth is, the Yidden have been accused of a lot of things. And certainly, they're... But pachad, that the Ummah Yisraelim should have pachad, covered respect of a fear, that seems to be a little bit out of the ordinary. And where does this fear come? The truth is, the Marsha, he doesn't ask it, the imtimer of Yesh Leimar, but in the Marsha's narrative on the Gemara, Lahuda Maisa Oira Vesimcha Vesasa Vikari, throws in one line. He says, the Gemara says, Lahuda Maisa Oira Zutaira, Vesasa is Mila, Simcha is Mishta, and what's for Yikar? Elu Tfilim Sheberosh. And what does Yikar have to do with Tfilim Sheberosh? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It says, Vero Kalami Yaretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Yaru Mimecha. Says the Halig Marsha, that being that the Gemara says, and what's Yikar? It's Tefillin Sheberosh. And what happens when a person has the Yikar of the Tefillin Sheberosh? It's the Ro Kalami Yaretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Yaru Mimecha. All of a sudden, there's going to be Yira. So that's what happened. All of a sudden, V'rami Ma'ami Yaretz Misyadim Kinof Al Pachad Ayehudim Aleihem. It was pachad. Where did the pachad come from? It came from the tefillin, like the pasuk that the Gemara quoted. V'ro kaleami aretz kinshem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. But it could be, you could say, a little bit of a deeper pshat, just to understand this inyan a little bit better, just to talk a little bit about the Purim story, as believe it or not, we're coming to an end of the Gemara's narrative of the Megillas Esther. And that is, we know that Haman wasn't just another enemy that had stood up against the Jews and wanted to somehow oversee a final solution. But rather, Haman was a descendant of Amalek. Haman was a descendant of Agag, who Shaul had an opportunity to kill and didn't kill, but who himself was a descendant of Amalek. So really, Haman was a ben acha ben acha ben from Amalek. That's why we read Parsha Zohar right before Purim. Parsha Zohar is Zohar Eis Asha Asa Lucha Amalek B'derech B'tzeischa Mimitzrayim. And the reason we read Parsha Zohar is because we have a mitzvah to remember Amalek right around the time of the Purim story, simply because there's a connection. Because the Purim story really was a kiyum of Machay Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Because Haman was a descendant of Amalek. So the story of Haman isn't just a random story, but rather Haman is a descendant of Amalek, and in the defeat of Haman, there was a kiyum on some level of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The truth is, this is something that's very, very clear in many, many different places. The pasuk says that after it was v'napachu la'yehudim, so the Yidden were given one day, Yud Gimel Adar Zman Kilo Lakoil, where they were able to do whatever they wanted to do with the Chevra, specifically in Shushan Abira. And the pasuk says, "Bayemahu ba mispar haharugim b'Shushan Abira lefnei Amelch." Bayemah Amelch Esther Amalku. The king told Esther Amalku, "B'Shushan Abira horgu ayehudim va'abed chamesh me'osish." They killed 500 people. Listen to what the Targum says: "Va'amar Malku leEsther Malkusah b'Shushan Biranta," also known as Shushan Abira. "Ketilu Yehudayin," the Jews killed. The Uvadu Chamesh ma'ah guvrayu rufilin de mizaris Amalek. They didn't just kill 500 people. They killed 500 people from Amalek. The pasuk says a little bit later. Bayoyim shloisha asal achoydesh. It says that they went ahead. Esther asked for another day, and they got another day, and then on that next day, they killed 75,000 people. And the pasuk says, "Biyom klas asra liyerech adar, hava ketol v'zaris da amolek." Again, amolek. V'yhudin debishushan iskanchu l'sheitza yos b'noi da amolek. Again, in the Targum, throughout the night, wherever it says that somebody was killed, who was that person that was killed? He was a descendant of Amalek. It's clear from the Targum that the Yidden weren't just going ahead and randomly killing people, but rather the Nitzachin Keneged Haman and the Nitzachin of Shushan Abira and then the larger city of Shushan, it all was a kiyum of Machay Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashavayim Leitishkoch. They were literally hand-picking the people that they were killing. And what all those people had in common, says the Targum again and again and again and again, they were all descendants from Amalek. And it's based on this idea that Haman isn't just an enemy, he's from Amalek, and really the Nitzachon Keneged Haman was a Nitzachon Keneged Amalek. You know, Chazal say many, many times that what's the signature of the end of days? It's Mechias Amalek. Right, right now it's Kiyad al Keska, the Pasuk says. A Pasuk in Beshalach. Vayomer Kiyad al Keska Milchama Lashem Ba Amalek. Ka. Right now, as long as Amalek is in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is Ka. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. Then the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be complete. And it's not going to be Ka, but rather what is it going to be? It's going to be Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's going to be the name Havaya. Mechias HaMolek is something that's going to happen when? It's going to happen in the end of days. After the Purim story, Mashiach didn't come. It wasn't the end of days. But at the same time, there was a moment of Mochay Timche Zecher Amalek. And for a moment, it wasn't Kiyod al Keska, but for a moment, there was a feeling of Havaya. Because this was a defeat, not just of an enemy. It was a defeat of Amalek. Every single person they're going after, who are they fighting? They're fighting against Amalek, like the Targum says. Amalek, Amalek, Amalek. So what happened? There was a moment of Ahoye Bayoyim Ahuyi Hashem Echad Ushmayachad. What did they realize? They realized how everything came together. Because that's what's going to happen when it's going to be Ahoye Bayoyim Ahuyi Hashem Echad Ushmayachad. When the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be complete, when it's going to be not Ka, when it's going to be Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is we're going to realize that everything came from the Eibishter. We're going to realize that everything is good. And that's exactly what happened after the Purim story. They were able to see how everything came together, because that's a signature feature of La'asa Lovay. And that's exactly what played out. So maybe on a deeper level, that's what's happening. You know, the Svar Makdoshim say, Vayoymer Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. Yod is Yud Dalet. Ka is Yud, and then Hey. And this is a remez to the fact that the Megillah is read on Yud Dalet and on Tes Vav. Ki Yod, because again, it's Amalek. That's what's going on here. It's Ki Yod al Keis Ka. But this was a one moment in history where we actually defeated Amalek. We won. We beat Amalek momentarily. But we beat Amalek. And because we beat Amalek, so now all of a sudden, what the world is going to look like when Amalek is defeated, we start feeling a little bit. And that's why all of a sudden it's an idea of all the tsaris start making sense, right? How many times in history can you look at a story of what everything makes sense? Not a lot. Here it happened. Because now is they defeated Amalek, said Hashem Havaya on some level is complete. So it's Hashem Echad Ushmayachad. What happens when it's Hashem Echad Ushmayachad? Now you make the bracha Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, even on that thing that you were previously making Baruch Dayan Emes. Just to take it one level further. And that is, we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. So what does it mean when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach? So of course, Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, so he brings two pshatim. One of the pshatim that Tosfos brings is from the Machzav Vitri. The Machzav Vitri said that, what does it mean, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach? Machzav Vitri said that it means as follows. We daven that Yehei Shmei Rabba, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Rabba. Or more specifically, Shmei Shin Mem Yud Hei. Yehei Shem Ka Rabba. Reading from Tosfos. Shazu tefila she'anu mespalulin she'imale shmoi kedichsev ki yad al keiska shelo yehesh shmoi shalem v'kisei shalem ad she'imachi zare shalamalek u'perushay kach yehesh shmei she'im kar rabo k'loy ma she'anu mespalulim she'yesh shmoi gadol v'shalem u'mevoyrach lo'oylam. And that's what we're trying to do. So said the Machzavichi, what does it mean yehesh shmei rabo? It's a tefila that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be complete. You know, there's a very, very well-known Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, it's a classic Gemara. As we'll see, this ties in very, very much to the Purim story. That part is not well known. The Gemara said, "I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Lama nikrishman anche knes agdailo." Very quickly, why would the anche knes agdailo called anche knes agdailo? So the Gemara says, "Shechsir atar liyoshna," because they brought the crown of Hakadosh Baruch Hu liyoshna back to where it had once been. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, when he described Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so he described the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Kela Godoil, Hagibar Vahanaira. But what happens, Yirmiyahu came, and Yirmiyahu saw Churban Beis HaMikdash. He saw Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradan enter the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Nochrim Mekarkim Beichale, Ayin Neiroisav. Where's Neiroisav? So Yirmiyahu said, I'm not saying the word Neir anymore. And that's why there's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, this is hard to believe, but it's Perek Lamed Beis, it's Pasuk Yud Ches. He refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Kela Godoil Hagibar. And he left out the word Neir, because Yirmiyahu said, I don't see Neir right now. I know Hashem's Neir, but and because I don't see Neir, I'm not saying Neir. Then Daniel came, and Daniel saw Golas Bavel. He saw Nachr Meshtabim Bavanov. He said, Ayek Gvuroisov. He said, where's the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like Omar Gibar. He didn't say Gibar. And that's why Daniel said, Ona Hashem HaKel HaGodol VaHaNeir. But he left out the word Gibar. So Yirmiyahu didn't say Neir. And Daniel didn't say Gibar. On some level, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being felt the way it's supposed to be. Also, Inu, the Anshik Nesak Doyle Kei, V'Amru, and they said, you want to know where the Gvura, where the Neir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Adarabo. Zuhi Gvuras Gvurasoi. Shekoivish Es Yitzroi. Imagine that you would see someone that you don't like, and this person would come into your house, he would ransack him, and you would have the ability to take him out in a nanosecond before he could say Aleichem Shalom. So, and wouldn't you do it? You probably would. If you can show restraint at that point, that's the greatest gvur that a person could possibly have. So he says, you want to know what the gvur is? Zui gvuras gvuras. The fact that he allowed it to happen. And he said, Daniel, you want to know, where's the neira? Where's the zui meiroi? Shal kodesh baruch. Hey, chuma achas ichayil eskayim bein umayis. So they went ahead and they said, say agadol hagibiv haneira. And that's what they called anche knes agdoila. Because kaviyochel, they were machzer atar liyoshna. Says the marsha in Chedushi, that's a great maramaka. When did this happen? So the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila are living in a world, right? So the Baal Tefillah gets up, he's davening Shmoy Nesri, he says, Hakel, HaGodol, no Gibar Neira. And you can imagine the krechts in the audience. They don't feel Gibar. We have a God, Ayei Gvurasai. They don't feel Neira. Ayin Neiroisav, and Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, they make a takana. No. When we say Shmoy Nesri, it's going to be a Godol, it's going to be a Gibar Van Neiro. Because we have a whole different perspective now. You want to know where the Gvur is? Zuhi Gvuras Gvurasai. And you want to know where the Neir is? This is Neir and Neiroisav. When did this all happen? Listen to the Marsha. Says the Marsha, Adda Asu Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Shahayu Gam Besoif Shivim Shana Shagolas Bavel. Vero Ba'oisam Ashanim Shanitzoli Yisrael Mikam Tzaris. They saw the Jews were saved during that time from many Tzaris. Kigoin. Maisa Haman, Sheni Tzoylu Ayyidei Mordechai, Shehoya Michlal Knesset HaGdoilo, Chazru Loimar, and now they realize, Harei B'chol Ashanim Alolu, Sheherich Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Risham, Zuhi Gvur Asai, V'chulu V'chulu, and that's when they went back. So when did the Yidden start saying Gibar Neira again? Here's the rest of the story. That Gemara in Yuma Samech Tesamid Beis, it links to Megillah Daf Tezayin. It's when La Yehuda Maisa Oyer V'simcha V'sasim V'kar, it's when it all came together. It's when it was Estimin HaTorim Inayin Shenem V'Noichi Asim. They realized we made a mistake. They realized Hashem didn't forget about us. Hashem's a gibbeis. No, he was waiting for the right opportunity. But zui gvurasei, zui neirasei. So I think this is teeth, but I think this might be emes. So what happened? After the Purim story, it goes back. It's not a just Hakela Godol. It's Hakela Godol. It's Hagiba Vanoira. You know what happened? The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Rabbah. It was Mevoirach. It became bigger. It was the Machzav Vitri is Yehei Shmei Rabbo. The Machzav Vitri says, we daven Yehei Shmei Rabbo, Yehei Shem Kar Rabbo. It's a tefillah for the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be Rabbo, it should be Mevoirach. Because as long as there's Amalek, it's Kiyod Al Keska. So what are we davening for? We're davening for Mechias Amalek. And when there's going to be a Melchom Al Hashem, when we're going to take down Amalek, what's going to happen? It's going to be Yehei Shem Kar will be Rabbo, it'll be Mevoirach. That's what happened after the Purim story. At the Purim story, we didn't just defeat an enemy. We took down Amalek. And because we took down Amalek, so what happened? It was Niskayim on some level. It's not Yehei Shmei Rabbo Mevoirach. It's not Yud Kei Vavke. We're not ready for that. But we want something. We want a little battle. The war rages on, but we want a battle. And in that Nitzachon, there was a little bit of a kiyum of what the world will look like when Amalek is taken down. And what happened? Yuma Samach Tassam Beis happened. We went from Akela Godol to Akela Godol Lagiba Vanoira. Because it was Neskayim Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. The Hein Hein Advarimah. But either way, this is the Yusoid. The Yusoid is, and this is very, very important in terms of understanding the Purim story on a Svarim HaKadoshim level. And that is not just a fight, it's not just a battle, it's not just of an apachula Yehudim, but this was a Mulchom al Hashem ba'amolek midar dar. And the truth is, throughout history, we haven't been successful taking down Amalek. But this was one moment in time where we got a little shmack. And you know what came from it? A bayasheni, a hadir kiblu b'meach hashverish. That's what came from it. But the point is, that's what the defeat against Amalek is. So just to come full circle, what happens right after the Purim story? The rabbi me'ame ha'aretz misyahadim. And then the pasuk says again that all the people are very menasimus ayehudim. Where do you find that people are afraid of Yehudim? Respect, maybe. But afraid? That's not something you find very often. But you know what I think the pshat is? The pshat is when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, everybody was afraid of the Yidden. Shamu amim your gazon. Chil achaz yoshve poloshes. Oz nivalu alufe edoim. Eile moyav yechazei moyrad. No moygu kol yoshve kenan. Tipal aleim. E masa vafacha. Bigdol zreyacha. Yidmu ka'oven. These are all synonyms. It all means the same thing. The whole world was afraid of the Jews. Everybody was afraid. So when did this all change? When did it come to an end? It's a Rashi and Chumash. It says that Amalek was Asher Karcha Baderech. What does it mean, Asher Karcha Baderech? So Rashi says a few pshatim. Davar Rachazok, the Heiliger Rashi, Loshen Kor V'choyim. It's a lashon of cold and hot. Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Umayis Ha'olam were afraid to start up with the Jews. Amalek chapped with the Yidden. And he showed that the Jews are not so dangerous. They're not someone that you should be so afraid of. They're not something that you have to be so afraid to touch. Moshel said, Rashi, Lambati Reisachas. It was a boiling, boiling hot body of water. But nobody wanted to bathe in it. Bob Ben Belial, Ein. Chevreman came, the kofatz, he jumped, the yara letaicha, even though he got burnt, he called it off for everybody else because he showed that they can be touched. Amalek was the one when nobody wanted to go near the Jews, the psukim that we say in Oz Yasha every day, they went and they got burnt. They taka got burned. But at the same time, Vasa Geshen, when they got burned, what happened was they cooled it off for everybody else. The status quo of the Yidden were, because of all the miracles, because of Maimed Ar Sinai, was Shamu Amin Yur Gazan Chalachas Yeshet Beloshes, until Tipal Aleim, a massive Afachet, Bigdol Zreyachet Yid Mukoven. But Amalek got in the way. Amalek is Asher Karchu Baderech. And Amalek is the one that cools off the water for the rest of the world. But what happened after the Purim story? There was an Etzach in Keneged Amalek. If there was a Tzach in Keneged Amalek, so what happens? That coolness of Amalek goes away. When the coolness of Amalek goes away, so now it's Hadra Kushya Leduchta. Now we go back to the status quo. You know what the status quo is? Shamu Amim Yergazon Chil Achas Yoshvei Palashas. After the Purim story, it was V'rabim Me'ame Ha'aretz Misyahadim Kinafal Pachad HaYehudim Aleihem. All the people are menasinus ayehudim ki nafal pachad Mordechai aleh. Why pachad? Where do you ever find pachad in history? The Teretz is the reason there's no pachad is because of Amalek, and because there was a little bit of a nitzachon keneged Amalek, that's why the world was reinstated. It went back to ki nafal pachad ayehudim aleh.